process and the land development process, you'll have further details about that aspect, yes?
Absolutely. There'll be a complete stormwater management report presented to the township engineer with the rainfall intensities, the rain events, pre versus post development analysis, hydraulic grade analysis, hydraulic grade lines. The stormwater reports typically may be 150 pages thick, and the engineer will, I'm sure he'll pour through it to make sure that our engineer has accurately portrayed the rainfall events and the amount of detention that's necessary.
Carmen, is the site going to be served by a well, or is it going to have town water?
Public water. We're in a conversation with Milford about public water. There's, I think there's an existing water line that comes across Route 6 that we will probably try to reuse. AutoZone uses a 1-inch line with a 3/4 meter, so we don't need a very big water line. We're going to try to reuse the one that comes across the road and then put a new meter vault in at the property line.
But you don't have a will serve letter for us as part of this packet?
Not at this time. We will have one for land development, but not at this time. But we have been in conversation with Nick May over at Milford, and we've been going back and forth on the water design.
Do you anticipate that you'll have a fire hydrant?
No. With a fire hydrant being across the street, we're within 300 feet of the property. Again, subject, of course, to the fire marshal's review, but under normal conditions, we don't expect we would need one because there's one directly across the street.
Thank you.
If I can make a suggestion. Questions about the trees, the time to bring that up would be at the land development. That you maybe talk with the property owner while they're there taking their trees down to see what kind of deal could be possibly worked with the existing property owner to take down other trees on the property.
Do we get notified of that meeting?
It's going to be advertised.
Follow the agendas, yeah.
Yep.
Follow the agenda that's on the website. Each meeting has an agenda and it's on the website. I don't know that we're going to have a public hearing for the land development, but we can if the supervisors desire.
Which website?
Township website.
The township website. Yeah. Thank you.
So it'll be coming into the planning board first.
Mm-hmm. If you desire.
What's the timetable now that this is happening? When do you figure it would get to the land development stage?
First, do we have any more questions for Mr. Didano? If not, we're going to, okay, so I think we've already heard some public comment. Is there anyone else that has any questions or comments? Okay. All right, now you can ask your question.
What's the next steps after this?
All right. The next step is that because obviously there is a protestant, we have to issue a written decision within 45 days of the date of the hearing, at which we intend to do so. After that, if the conditional use is granted by the Board of Supervisors, then I presume that the developer will want to go into the land development fairly quickly. If it's denied, then of course they can file a land use appeal, and that would go up to the Court of Common Pleas, and that would probably take us another 6 months. But I assume that they'll file a land development approval for land development approval probably within 30 days of our decision. So it would have to be reviewed again by the Planning Commission. Part of the conditions, if this is approved, would be all the things that you clearly heard before: the hours of operation, deliveries only during business hours, and also it would be conditioned upon them obtaining any and all necessary permits for stormwater and for water and sewage, which is going to have to be done also. But I would say that you're probably another 3 to 6 months away, depending on how quickly the applications come in. because the planning commission usually takes a month to review the land development approval, and then they may have some suggestions, we'll say, regarding that. And if they have suggestions, then the developer can come back in at the next planning meeting, and then the planning commission will make a recommendation to the board, and that's when it'll be on the agenda again for the board, after the planning commission reviews it. Any land development plan also has to be reviewed by the county planning commission, and the county planning commission reviews and comments on whether or not it meets the comprehensive plan and particular sections of that plan. Is that?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
And for those of you who aren't aware, Pike County for stormwater does not take it lightly at all. So Pike County Conservation District, being they're right here, keeps a close eye on it. We do get reports. Every time they go out there do an inspection, a report comes to the township. And they tell us whether it meets or doesn't meet the requirements. But I know you would be familiar with it from property sales.
So one other thing, there was a letter from the Planning Commission to the board dated July 25th, 2025, which had a recommendation of approval. I believe that's going to be marked as township number 3. There were 7 conditions listed by the Planning Commission. I can read those to the board if you'd like, and into the record. First was that business hours shall be 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. 2 was deliveries shall occur only during business hours. 3 was demolition of the existing buildings must take place prior to the issuance of any construction permits. All applicable federal, state, and local permits and approvals must be obtained. 4 was the applicant shall adhere to the project narrative submitted, including the proposed measures for property containment. 5, a full landscape plan shall be submitted as part of the land development process to the satisfaction of the supervisors. 6 was final building elevations and exterior finishes shall be provided during the land development process to the satisfaction of the supervisors. 7 was all required federal, state, and local permits and approvals must be obtained and are understood by the applicant as necessary conditions for proceeding. An issue that's come up here tonight was regarding notification, and if the board would like, we can make an 8th condition indicating that at the time of the land development meeting to decide this, that notification would be given to all of the to the protestants that were here tonight.
I also don't see a recommendation from the Planning Commission as to construction schedule. No construction hours. That was something I recall that we did with the Econopac construction.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall what those were?
I want to say it was 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday only, and nothing on Sunday.
Nothing on Sunday, right. I do recall that now. 7 to 7.
7 to 7. Monday through Saturday.
That's acceptable to the applicant?
Yeah.
Okay.
And notifications?
Notification acceptable to the applicant to notify the same parties that were here? Okay. Very good. Rachel, any other conditions that you can think of?
Well, I would like to note that I would like the condition from the Planning Commission as to the deliveries to also include refuse pickup, deliveries and refuse pickup only during business hours.
Okay. Sounds reasonable to the applicant?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Carmen, anything else?
Not at this time, no, sir.
Mr. Williams, anything?
No, I'm good.
Mr. DiLorenzo?
I'm good.
Anyone else from the public? Then I would ask the board to close the hearing with a motion.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing and reconvene the supervisors' meeting.
I will second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So and passed. Leah can go home. Thank you.
Thank you, Leah.
Thank you, Leah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bill and Carmen. Bill and Carmen.
No silly questions.
I would just suggest that you may want to have a conversation with your property owner in advance of the land development.
Good night, Dave.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm surprised he wasn't here, but...
Well, he actually was supposed to have a representative.
Yeah, I don't know. There was one other guy there. I see a Bill Pittman.
That's not him.
That's a resident.
That's Bill's that every year.
Bill is our...
Bill, I'm sorry. Did you have any comments?
Visitor.
So I guess there will be some trees that have to be removed in the back there, Carmen, by where your stormwater is going to go.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
I'm looking at this aerial and I see trees back there. Those are, so depending on where you place it, I don't know where it's going to be placed. Did you hear me, Carmen?
Yeah, it's going to be hard, Bill. And again, until I get the infiltration.
Yeah, I know.
You might be
clearing a swath of 15 feet. You don't know.
Yeah. We don't know what's going to happen. We'll figure it out. But
I think the advantage, if you're going to have people there to take down trees already and see what it would be to evaluate the bad trees and the rest of the property and then talk to the property owner about it while you're there taking them down.
Yeah, as long as they get the ones that are closest to those houses. It sounds like that's what their concern is.
Yeah.
I got it. All right. Thank you.
Do you want to hold this in abeyance, or
am I free to go now? Or do you want? You need
you
me. Are.
You may want to just wait a few.
Okay,
minutes.
I'm here. I'm here.
I'm surprised that everyone left as quickly as they did, but I don't believe that they understood
that we had to grab them.
I think that might be.
You want to grab them, Bob?
If you want to let the folks know that there's likely to be action on this item before.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think they really understood that part necessarily. And then
thanks a lot,
Tony. Have a good night. I'm sorry.
You only got one person, I guess.
Did you want the court reporter? Did you want the court reporter to stay?
I don't think it's necessary. Have a good night, Leah. Thank you.
Have a safe ride.
I think they're already out of the building.
Yeah, because she's about 45 minutes away.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well, I meant the people next door.
Yeah. Call them up.
I'm very glad that you made the notifications of all of those neighboring property owners. I think that could have been a major impediment to your progress if it had not been done.
Yeah.
Yes, my appreciation to the attorney.
No problem. You've been very straightforward from the data process began. So I don't have any problem with that.
And Tony, if they do come back in, I'd like you to just give a little 10-second on how such decisions are permitted to be made, on what basis they're permitted to be made. But I know that you did preface the entire hearing with the fact that conditional uses are approved under the conditions.
Yeah, we're running into this more and more often where everybody forgets that a conditional use that's in the ordinance is legislatively one that's already been.
Well, the issue is Pennsylvania doesn't allow you to not approve something in your town altogether. So people, they want to have that right. They want to have the ability to sort of veto activity. Not saying that they would want to do that with this particular development, but they feel like that about certain types of development, and they then they find out that there has to be a place for it somewhere.
Yeah, some people don't want any development, right?
This wasn't really this isn't nearly as bad as the Dollar General one.
I wasn't on the board at the time the Dollar General was done.
Dollar
but
General was very interesting hearing.
I did hear the comment about 545 at the dumpsters, and I would certainly not be happy if I'm not happy when my garbage man is there at 6:30.
Well,
I wish mine came at 545. It doesn't come till 9:30.
They're going to have trouble with the guy that picks the garbage up here because he's here at 5.
He comes here at 545 here, too.
Yeah.
It's probably our dumpster you're hearing.
No. Our guy don't get here until about 9:30.
Yeah, that's how mine is, 9:30.
The guy that picks up the township, he gets here about 9:30 with just a little bit of garbage truck. Because we only get one can, and that's...
Yep.
Pop didn't come back.
Pop
didn't come back.
Okay.
Just are the hours now, actually, because I heard you say 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Those are construction hours.
Construction.
Oh, construction hours, okay.
Construction hours.
Okay. And nothing Sunday. Okay, I got that. Yeah.
I had actually forgotten that from the Econo Pact. That's right. We did not allow construction on Sunday.
And I did have a resident recently tell me that they, because of the activity there, that they felt that they needed to move, and they moved out of the township.
Where?
Out of Wheatfield.
I haven't seen anybody hardly. I don't know how. I never seen a building go so far in all my life.
Did you get anybody?
Yeah, I got one.
Good.
Okay. They're good.
They're good. Okay.
They understand.
Okay.
And I talked to Mrs. Harris.
Good. That's the best one you could have gotten.
Yep.
She was the most inquisitive and had the most intelligent questions.
We had a very civil group this evening, and
yeah, absolutely.
I'm grateful for that.
Yes.
Yes.
That's not always the case.
I've been to worse meetings.
We had the warehouse, we had a very uncivil.
Yes.
We've got one in Granby, Connecticut that's not going well at all. Mm. They don't want an auto zone, or they don't really want anything. But that one's not going well at all.
I represent a few townships like that.
Yeah.
I work for Napa, so I know when it comes to auto parts.
Does that mean that since you work for a competitor that you don't want to be abstaining?
I believe in competition.
I'm sorry, Bill, was that?
Did anybody talk about the sign?
No, we're not that far yet, Bill.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did discuss it at planning.
It was done at planning, and there is a sign, I think, on the plan, but
it's not anything permanent yet.
Yeah, it's in conformity with the preferred signage, right?
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that the facade was part of the Planning Commission's discussion, mm-hmm. and that you're so willing to make a sort of upgrade.
The new one at Hillsdale is awful. It's so bright. The sign's so bright. I was coming home from a meeting last Monday night. The new one had just opened at Hillsdale. It's like, it's blinding.
Yeah.
It's all the way out to the roadway. The big red one, the big auto zone. I was like, oh boy, wait.
It all depends on what the ordinance are and what we're allowed to do. I mean, we would have the biggest sign in the planet. If you go down to Texas and look at some of the auto zones, it's the size of this building, our signs. But. You know, whatever you guys allow.
Yeah.
I mean, we more and more we're having to do these enhanced architectural features to our
buildings.
Yeah,
I think that's the thing
people
more are most concerned.
Yeah, we're not as much as hand-carved.
Yeah.
I don't even think people look for signs anymore. They go on their GPS, it tells them where they're going, that's where they go.
I think so.
Even if it's the wrong spot.
Even if it's the wrong spot, but I mean, I think a lot of it's that.
Yeah, but I think people do... They drive by, they notice the sign.
Yeah,
they've driven by
it,
1,000 times that, you know, they realize.
So does anyone want to make a motion?
I guess I'll make a motion to approve the AutoZone application subject to the conditions that have been outlined in the record.
I will second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So fast.
I'll be given a letter on that, and I'll also send it to everyone who was here tonight, which I'll get from you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll get, and ownership will definitely be here for the next meeting. I'll make sure he gets here.
Yeah, I know when we discussed it at planning, and Carmen probably remembers this, I remember Eric saying he would be here in person.
We'll send his son now.
Yeah, I'll make sure.
All right.
I don't think you'll see Bill here.
No, you won't see Bill here.
Thank you, folks. I got to drive to Queens now. So
Queens.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Take care.
Got
the short straw.
Safe
travels. Safe travels.
Safe travels. Much traffic to you to New York, anyway.
Well, there should be no traffic by the time I get there. So.
No.
Yeah. All right, folks. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Carmen.
Thank you, Carmen.
We'll be talking to you guys through the land development process. Our engineer. We'll be in attendance at the meetings in person for land development. So you may just see my smiling face on Zoom, but we will have representation at the meetings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
You
good
too.
Night,
Thank
what
you.
What's spelling on his last name?
It's D-I.
I'm sorry?
D-I.
Right.
Capital D-A. I'm sorry. Start over. D-I, capital D-I-A-N-O. D, Diana.
And so both letters are D, as in whatever.
D, as in D. Lorenzo, D, Diana.
D, Lorenzo, yeah, there you go.
There you go.
You only have one,
fellow Booba.
Any other public participation?
I think they left.
If not, Bill's I make most of
Bill, you got something?
Yeah, I want a question for Gary.
What?
Is there a two-post or a four-post lift in the garage?
No.
You don't have a lift?
We do not have a lift.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Bill. This time I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Okay.